Well, let's talk to our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane, who's standing by. Micheál, a lot of the detail in terms of these NPHET recommendations to government, of course, have been widely circulated at this stage. But there are, as we've just been hearing, some questions still outstanding and, of course, still the Cabinet to come to its final decision.
Yeah, and that decision expected to be reached sometime before 6 o'clock. I suppose it was interesting there, the point raised by the Restaurants Association, and in particular that call to allow for indoor dining. It doesn't seem like that is going to happen. And if you judge by the comments from the Taoiseach and the Dáil inside the last hour or so, he spoke about the need for businesses like pubs and restaurants who will only be offering an outdoor service, that they would still be able and would need extra financial supports. So I think despite that pressure that is coming on government over that particular point around hospitality, it doesn't seem ahead of Cabinet like it's going to deviate from the NPHET recommendation.
And on that question of supports, the Taoiseach was answering questions in the Dáil about this, and we know the government's plan is to begin winding down some of those supports through July and the remainder of the summer. The opening plan, if it goes well, will presumably support that sort of move.
Yes, the Taoiseach is saying that up to 200,000 workers and 15,000 businesses in May alone could, workers making their way back to work and those businesses getting going again. However, Sinn Féin asking the question about what exactly is going to happen at the end of June. Of course, that is the stage at which government has committed to maintaining all supports that are there. The Taoiseach is saying that at some point in May, at the end of May, the plans for July and what's going to happen then exactly will be outlined. He did say too, though, that there are sectors where supports will have to continue and perhaps even increase, it's felt in some quarters. And in particular, he referenced aviation, the arts and tourism.
And Micheál, do you detect any nervousness in government circles as we move towards this reopening? Because we had been told that the three key criteria here, the rate of infection, hospitalizations, the vaccination programme, all of the numbers in regard to that needed to be going in the right direction. And they certainly have been. But again and again, we were reminded that things could very quickly reverse in terms of the progress, the spread of the virus. Is there concern there's an element of taking a chance here?
I don't detect that kind of concern. I suppose Eamon Ryan, when he did speak after that COVID cabinet committee meeting last night, did speak in measured tones. But generally, the majority view around government buildings that I detected was one of much optimism yesterday evening when those recommendations from NPHET arrived and the possibility then of moving quicker along the reopening of society and the economy became a reality.
Right. Micheál, thank you very much indeed for that. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Well,